Hello, hello, hello. This is the Vanilla JavaScript Podcast. I'm Chris Ferdinandi. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm talking about why readability matters more than brevity when it comes to your code. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that I launched a new Vanilla.js Projects video series. You can get new Vanilla.js projects to work on each month with starter templates, solution videos, and completed source code. Head over to vanillajsprojects.com to learn more. Now, on to today's show. So, as a community, web developers are often pretty obsessed with brevity. There's this thing where developers will try to write the same function in the fewest number of characters possible, just constantly kind of one-upping each other, coming up with shorter and shorter ways to write the same thing. Personally, I think brevity is pointless. Readability is a lot more important. Competent minifiers like Uglify or Terser make your code tiny, and so will gzipping it. There's literally no benefit to you hand-coding something really small when you can let a tool do that for you. In fact, I think it's actually detrimental to try and do so. You should let technology handle that so you can focus on writing code that's easy to read when you, or more importantly, someone else, comes back to work on it later. I shouldn't even really say more importantly, because there's been so many times I come back to my own code a year or two later, and the stuff that I've written in a really clever fashion, but maybe a little less readably, is harder for me to come back up to speed on. Like, always aim for code that is clear, readable, easy to understand. So what that means in practical terms is using old school functional declarations or function expressions instead of arrow functions. Use if statements instead of ternary operators. And if you don't know what arrow functions or ternary operators are, I will, or the difference between functional declarations and function expressions, I'll drop links to articles on all of those in the show notes. Use lots of white space. There's literally no penalty for you adding 2, 3, 4 lines of space between different sections in your code if it makes it easier to scan and find stuff later. Write lots of in-code comments and documentation. I once had a hiring manager tell me that I over-document my code, and that's probably the dumbest piece of feedback I've ever gotten. There's no such thing as over-documenting. Adding lots of useful information so future people can make better sense of what you're doing and, more importantly, why you're doing it, always a good thing. So just go for it. I've also found that beginner developers find array for each easier to understand than newer syntactical sugar methods like map and filter and reduce. But that more seasoned developers find the latter methods, these syntactical sugar ones, more obvious. That one's a bit of a gray area for me. I tend to mix and match depending on what I'm trying to do. But the ultimate takeaway here is really optimize your code for readability. Don't be afraid of making a file that's really big, because that's probably not what's going to impact your performance, especially if you run it through an optimizer like Terser, Uglify, and then make sure you're gzipping your code. The ultimate code that's going to hit the user is going to be really small, and kind of the things you're actually doing with your JavaScript are much more important in terms of kind of performance. And you should really just make it readable for future you and for other people who may eventually work on it. So that's it for today. If you learn best by working on projects, but struggle to come up with projects to work on, or get frustrated when you get stuck and you don't know where to turn, you should check out my new Vanilla.js Projects video series. Each month, you're going to get new Vanilla.js projects to work on. These come with some instructions, starter templates to help you get going, and then when you're done and you kind of want to figure out what I might do or how might I approach that, you get to watch solution videos of me working through this project in real time. So these are not pre-rehearsed. I fumble, I hit errors, I run into bugs that I have to debug in real time. So you get to see all of that, learn a little bit more about my coding work process. And then I also give you the completed source code when it's all done too, so that you can kind of work through that and pick it apart. So if that sounds interesting to you, and I certainly hope that it does, head over to vanillajsprojects.com to learn more and sign up. See you next time. Cheers.